Hi everyone, welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the mobile app. When people get divorced, they are experiencing a wide range of emotion, anything starting with devastation, shock, anger, fear, resentment, bitterness. But I feel like lately I've been hearing a lot about second divorces, and people have a feeling that I want to talk about today. And what it is they feel shameful. They might feel embarrassed. They might feel like they're a failure again. They might feel frustrated. Why does this keep happening to me? This is my second divorce. And they might just feel really disappointed because when they got married for the second time, they really thought it was going to work and got caught up in the moment. And maybe now they're thinking, I just can't do this anymore. And I think a lot of times people don't get divorced for a second time because they're so embarrassed that they're like, no, I don't want to do this again. And I just can't take another divorce. So I'm just going to make this work. And that's not really a good idea either. So if you're listening to this and you're feeling like you have second divorce shame, please don't. And what we're going to talk about today is four things to keep in mind if you're experiencing second divorce shame. And with me to talk about this subject is Patricia Van Herren, a divorce attorney based in the Irvine, California area. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Jackie. Thank you so much for asking me on your podcast today.
Well, Patricia, I always love having you on. I think this is our third podcast that we've done. And I've gotten to know Patricia over the past, I'd say, 6 months or so. And Patricia, I just think not only do I really feel like you're a great attorney, but when we shot that video together, I really got a sense that you can really relate to these men and women who are going through a divorce. So just for the audience to know, Patricia is divorced. She's a mom and she's been a divorce attorney since 2011. But before that, Patricia was a paralegal for 20 years. And I just have so much respect for you, Patricia, and you really know what you're doing in the field of divorce law.
Thank you, Jackie. I think a lot of times we end up, you know, making lemonade out of lemons. And so, you know.
Yep, we both did that. All right. Yeah. So, Patricia, in your practice, do you see a lot of second divorce? Tell me about that. And how are the people feeling when they come in?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the divorce rate is always higher for second divorces than even first divorces. And so I have a lot of clients where maybe I've handled their first divorce and they come in and they're coming in for divorce a second time. And, you know, I think a lot of those reasons are it's hard to blend kids. It's hard to blend a family, and sometimes the feelings haven't healed from that first divorce.
So what I'm hearing you say is you're giving me reasons people are telling you they're getting divorced for the second time. So maybe the blended family, yes, was a lot harder than you thought. Maybe you didn't really know the person and you sort of jumped into it because you weren't healed from your first divorce.
Right.
And then maybe it just got to be too hectic with everything going on, because even people I know who are happy, relatively happy in second marriage, they tell me it's really, really hard.
It is hard because you have all sorts of different outside factors coming at you.
Right. So when people come in and say, you know, Patricia, I'm back. Can you believe it? I'm getting another divorce. Like, how do they feel? Do they feel shame? Do they feel embarrassed? Are they saying, can you believe it? I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe this is happening again. What do they say?
I mean, my clients will come in and a lot of times they have a harder time with that second divorce than the first divorce just because they don't want to go tell their family again. They're worried about their kids, you know, now my kids have to experience a second divorce. How could I pick so poorly? You know, why didn't I see these red flags? There's a lot of that shame, when it comes to a second divorce.
So that's why Patricia and I decided to do this podcast. And Patricia wrote an article on Divorce Girl Smiling called Experiencing Second Divorce Shame. Keep these four things in mind. And that's what we're going to talk about. So, what our goal is in this podcast is to help people who are going through a second divorce not feel that shame and what they can think about as they're going through the divorce. So what I'm going to do, Patricia, I'm going to read your four things and you can kind of expand on them as I read them.
Okay.
All right. So the first one is the divorce process can be more complicated than your first divorce. And tell me about that.
So, with your first divorce, generally speaking, you know, you've come into the marriage. A lot of people are young. You've accumulated that community property together, the children together. With a second divorce, sometimes there's children from each of the other marriages, and then there's children from the new marriage. Also, there's property brought in. So you're looking at what did each person bring into the marriage? Are we dividing assets again? Are we figuring out child support and custody? You know, looking at maybe each person has children from that prior marriage. And you're going to have to go through setting up new custody situations, new visitations. And sometimes they're just processing, you know, that second divorce, and it's bringing up the emotional issues from that first divorce.
I totally understand emotional issues for yourself and also for your children, possibly.
Yeah, so your children have been through that first divorce, then they've gotten adjusted to the new spouse, they've had their new routine, and now that routine's being disrupted again, and they might be bonded to these step siblings.
Okay, so I want to actually mention a really good resource for if you're in this situation. So, one of my Divorce Girl Smiling partners is named Rita Morris, and she's a divorce coach who specializes in parenting. And so, you can contact Rita, and she will teach you strategies on what to say to your kids, how to talk to your kids about the divorce. Because I really feel like when people go through a second divorce, even a first divorce, but also second, you know, the kids might have so much anxiety and they might feel like it's their fault. Maybe I should have been nicer to my stepdad, you know, and so I think they could use some help. So Rita Morris is a parenting coach on Divorce Girl Smiling. You can find her. You can also find her at aparentspath.com. So I thought that was important to bring it up. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff and my guest, divorce attorney Patricia Van Haren, which I'm so happy to have you, Patricia. This is such an important conversation because second divorce is huge. And when people go to Divorce Girl Smiling, I want them to know that we are supporting first divorce and second divorce. We're talking about four things to think about if you have second divorce shame, or just if you're going through a second divorce. So, Patricia, number two was you may feel judged by family and friends, and the pressure of the social stigma of getting a second divorce may cause anxiety.
Yes, and it's nice that you mentioned Rita, because one of the ways to process that is I do recommend joining a support group, hiring a divorce coach, having a therapist guide you through the divorce process. If you have friends and family members that are being judgmental, you know, give them time to process And don't assume that they're judging you. They may not know what to say. It's hard. A lot of people don't know how to deal with divorce, but it doesn't mean you should stay in a relationship that's unhealthy.
Right, just because you're too embarrassed to get out of it. It's so much better to just be happy. But I do think a lot of times people work extra hard and stay in it longer than they should because they're just so feeling like, I don't want to go through this again.
Yes, yes. And that's where the importance of getting in with a divorce coach or a therapist so that they can guide you how to have those conversations, you know, how to feel like you're not alone, how to help support your children, and how to talk to family members and friends.
And I loved your point about just give them time, because some people might feel judgmental and it might be in your head. So just leave it alone and don't really talk about it if they don't bring it up, and just give it time and they will come around, because if they're your real friends, and of course, if they're your family, they're on your side and they just want you to be happy.
Exactly.
Number three, make a plan for how you will financially survive after your divorce. Ooh. When couples come in, do they usually have a prenup if it's a second marriage or no?
The majority have a prenup if it's a second marriage. A lot of them have been through one divorce, and so they have other children that they want to provide for. You know, maybe one of the spouses is, you know, paying spousal support still from that first marriage, so they have a prenuptial agreement to protect themselves when they're entering into that second marriage.
You must do a lot of prenups then.
I do.
And so what percent do you think of second marriage people that come to see you for a divorce have prenups?
I would say probably 60 to 70% of them have premarital agreements.
Oh, that's good. That's higher than I expected. What if somebody is getting divorced for a second time and they don't have a prenup? How much harder is it to get divorced?
Well, it's not harder to get divorced. It's just looking back and seeing what you owned prior to the marriage. So anything that you own before marriage in California is separate property. So you may have to look back at your judgment from your first divorce to see what you brought into that marriage. If you want to have separate property asserted, you're going to have to trace what you had at the time of your second marriage.
All right. So you bring up a good point. The same law applies in Illinois. So you're just saying if you don't have a prenup and you're getting divorced for a second time, don't panic. It's just going to be more work, more numbers, and probably more time with your divorce attorney, because both attorneys have to now come to these agreements, where in a prenup, it's sort of cut and dry. Is that accurate?
Yeah, you've outlined those expectations. You have a list of what was brought into the marriage, outlined what's community property, what's separate property, if there will be payment of spousal support, how long it'll be paid. So you've done that before your marriage, and so it does make it a little easier for the second divorce, but if not, it just may take a little bit longer and take some more negotiations, but it's certainly not the end of the world.
Okay, now I have another question. So make a plan for how you will financially survive. Do the same rules kind of apply as a first divorce as a second divorce? Like, you really have to look at your lifestyle, meet with probably a financial planner. You know, maybe after your second marriage, you stopped working and maybe now you're going to have to go back to work again. Or, I mean, do the same rules apply basically? Or I shouldn't say rules, the same advice.
Yeah, the same advice applies with the second marriage as the first. That the difference is that possibly you were starting with less. So let's say the wife or the husband isn't working and they've been supported by the new spouse. The courts are still going to factor in if there's child support and spousal support being paid from marriage number one. So it would reduce what's paid on marriage number two. Also, the same laws apply as to whether it's a long-term marriage or a short-term marriage. So really making that plan and looking at, okay, now we're dividing into two households again, but maybe you've already divided your assets. You've already divided that retirement in the first divorce, and now it's being reduced in the second divorce.
Yeah, really hard for a lot of people to deal with this. But again, Patricia, let's tell everyone that it's better to have less financially and be happier than stay miserable in a marriage just because you're too afraid that you're going to financially suffer.
Exactly. And once you get the divorce, you are able to rebuild. And that's where we talk about making that plan for that financial survival.
Right. Okay, moving on to number four. Your relationship with your children or stepchildren may change, and you may have to deal with different custody arrangements. This would be heartbreaking to me. I think this would be the hardest part.
Yeah, I mean, in California, step parents don't have any rights to custody or visitation on stepchildren. So, unless you're in an amicable process, you and your spouse have good relations, you may not be able to continue that relationship. And your children and stepchildren may not be able to continue their relationship, at least until they're adults. And if you have children together, then they have two sets of siblings. Your children and your spouse's children are both siblings to any joint children that the two of you have.
Okay, this would be heartbreaking. Can you imagine, and any listeners out there, if this is your situation, I'm so sorry and I feel for you. You're in a second marriage, you get really close to the kids, or maybe even one of the kids. Maybe you're only close to one out of three. And then you get divorced and you have no legal rights to have visitation or see the person. And that could be really hard. I think it would be so upsetting. So what I want to suggest, I know Patricia, you're going to agree with me, is that you mediate your second divorce because then you can say, I really want to see the kids, and everything in mediation is so much friendlier, and there's no court hearings and judge making the decisions. And you and your soon to be second ex-husband or wife are making the decision. So you could say, look, it would really mean a lot to me if I could see the kids, right?
Absolutely. And in mediation, you can agree to whatever you want to. And so even though the laws may say, hey, you don't have a right to custody, you can come to those agreements. And because you're working together in mediation, because you're working on having that amicable end, hopefully you'll be leaving with some sort of friendship with your former spouse. And that way you can continue that relationship with your stepchildren, your children and stepchildren can continue the relationship, and any joint children will, they'll be able to celebrate those special events with all their siblings.
I love it. And just so everybody knows, if you're in California and you want to mediate, Patricia is a huge fan of mediation. She tries to do all of her divorces that way, if it's possible to do it that way, right, Patricia?
Yeah, I do no litigation, so my entire practice is solely mediation and collaborative divorce and all types of out of court solutions for divorce.
And are you a mediator?
I am a mediator.
So basically, they can come to you and you're the mediator. You can mediate a divorce.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I love it then.
Yes.
Then that's definitely the way to go. And I also want to mention, if you live in Illinois, I would highly recommend Ellen Feldman and Brian James. They are mediators in Illinois, and they often do mediation without attorneys. And what I mean by that is you go to them first and then you run it by the attorney. Now, Patricia does both. So CEL and Associates is the name of Ellen and Brian's company, and you can find them on Divorce Girl Smiling, and you can also find Patricia, of course, on Divorce Girl Smiling. Last words on second divorce shame. And here's what Patricia wrote. You are not alone. You will get through this and you will be okay. So what's the last piece of advice?
So my last piece of advice is knowing that it's really important to mourn the loss of your marriage. Even if you were the one who wanted the divorce, you know, it's okay to grieve. It's okay to grieve that second divorce. And if there's feelings coming up from that first divorce, you know, take that time, figure out what you want, what's going to make you happy and feel good about yourself, and just be patient with yourself. And really, I think it's important to remember you're not a failure. You know, if you're leading a toxic marriage, you know, as scary as that will be, you can have a more successful life.
100%. I love the advice, Patricia. And I want to say to my listeners, Patricia's right. It is so much better to be out of a toxic situation. And you might be embarrassed. You might feel like a failure. But don't. Be happy. That is the most important thing. And if it's not right, that's okay. We are all constantly making mistakes in our lives, and chalk it up to another mistake, because no one's perfect and we're all making mistakes. And you're a wonderful person, you're strong, and you're definitely going to get through it. So with that said, I want to thank you, Patricia, for being on the show. It's always nice to talk to you, and I think you give such wonderful advice.
Thank you so much, Jackie, for inviting me to be on the show. And I always enjoy doing the podcast with you and speaking with you, Jackie.
And if anybody wants to find Patricia, her website is the Law Offices of Patricia C. Van Haren, and it's pcvlawyer.com. Or you can find her on Divorce Girl Smiling. And if you want to read more articles, listen to podcasts, see videos, or fill out the quiz, you can go to divorcedgirlsmiling.com. Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you real soon.